But this started a correspondence communication with some inmates who I still write to and I'm friends with today. And the artwork was just so wonderful, and I wanted them to know, you know, to acknowledge. And one of them, which is a picture right here, mm-hmm. can we look at it?
Sure.
This is one of the first pieces that I had won from the Fortune Society's 5th Annual Inmate Art Auction. This is a goldfinch. I think maybe it's a Western goldfinch. It's done with pastel and colored pencil. And I don't know, it just really touched me. That's why I call it Prison Art's Touching Hearts, because artwork is going to touch you in many different yeah. ways. And it was just so sweet. And so
it's
I won
lovely.
This
it's
piece.
It's colorful. Mm-hmm. It's very well drawn.
And the name of the artist is Keith Harward. And I started a correspondence with him, which has spanned now, what, that was 2006, what, 13 years?
Mm-hmm.
This man, as I had mentioned, he had been incarcerated for 33 years, claiming that he was innocent. And finally, the Innocence Project got behind him, and with DNA evidence, mm-hmm. they conclusively proved that he was indeed innocent. But 33 years of his life was spent behind bars. They did find the man who was guilty, but mm-hmm. he had died in another prison since then. But he was released. He was in a Virginia State prison. But this is the piece that pretty much started it all.